and it's nearing the 300 million euro spend point. And people might look at that and think that's, you know, it's progress, it's a large amount of money. But in the perspective of this has been for 5.5 years, it's not as much progress as people want to see.
Not at all. We would like the SPC to be greatly improved. At the end of the day, we only have 314 homes completed. Obviously, there's works ongoing that are included in that 300 million that have been announced. But I think we have to let that sink in. You know, 314 homes rebuilt in 5.5 years does not mean that this scheme is working. You know, homeowners are subject to shortfalls, upfront costs, which are hindering a lot of people from moving forward with this scheme. You know, these families are just trying to put a roof over their heads. And to be honest, that 300 million with thousands of homes needing rebuilt, that doesn't even touch the surface, you know. And it's a shame that that money has to be spent firstly, because that's due to government failure, that money's being spent by not regulating manufacturers as they should have. And we also have to remember, Donna Marie, that a lot of this is going back into the government, the state coffers as such. You know, we're all paying back that we paid in our properties the first time. We're paying the 5% concrete levy. On top of that, you have corporation tax from the contractors carrying out the work. You know, the PAE and PRSI from the workers that are rebuilding the homes. So a lot of that 300 million are going back, you know, and that's the reality. A significant portion of that is going straight back to the state, you know, while homeowners are left trying to bridge the gap with loans, maxing out credit cards and borrowing from family members just to get a safe roof over their head for something that they did not cause.
And you only have to take a drive around and I've shown parts of Letterkenny, really anywhere in the county, to see that this is a far way off of being anywhere near done.
Donna Marie, looking at those statistics, it's really disappointing. 314 homes, when, as I said before, there's tens of thousands needing to be rebuilt. You know, it's a sad reflection on where this scheme is. And it's a reflection on how this scheme is not working for the majority of people because of the barriers that are put in place for homeowners, especially around the finances and, of course, no accommodation available for. And again, we have to remember, these are only principal private residents on one rental property at the moment. There are thousands of buildings out there that are not included in this scheme that should be included. The materials being used should have been fit for purpose and they weren't. Again, another government failure.